It's 7 o'clock, I think everybody's here. Good morning, welcome back from the holidays and the feasts and the glitters and the fireworks and all the fun stuff. Hope everybody had a good time over the holidays. Senator Kinski's ARPA update, June.
Well, I threw this on here because we had gotten an email from Dave Kinski and it also had a letter attached to it from the governor's policy director that there is unspent ARPA money. The problem is, well, there's a couple different things. This policy director is saying instead of risking blind van issues or anything, maybe we should just turn the money back or just not spend it. You can see from Dave's email, he's like, oh, let's get creative here. Let's find a way to use this money. And so he encourages us to go back with any projects that we have submitted before, ask for them. The problem is they have to fit into one of these buckets, and you'll see so much of this is the Health and Human Services money. But I guess I'm asking you guys, they're taking a half a day in January to discuss the project. So he wants us to, there's two things. One, which bucket does it fit in? And two, it's got to be shovel ready. So while we can sit here and dream big or whatever, I mean, what's it going to take? Because we still have the same rules that it has to be encumbered by the end of 2024. So we need it designed, we need to be able to bid it so that we can say, yep, it is, and then it has to be spent by 2026. So, I got to get them a list. I thought I'd go back with even projects that we have gotten money for, see if they're not going to use it, why not give us 100% of the grant funding rather than doing the match? We'll ask for that. We'll go back with, I just don't know what bucket they can put in. I'm trying to be creative and say that the water line, the water main that we did for Main Street could be Health and Human Services. I don't know how the storm drain.
I was just looking at grants for outdoor recreation. Could we apply for the walking path up Highway 16 east or west?
That's a Wydot road.
That's Wydot, yeah. I don't know, but
and Wydot is ready to do that.
Yeah, they're ready. They just need funding, but
in the next couple of years, probably they're going to tie it onto another project.
But then they want to give it to us.
Yeah.
Okay. But I thought of that too, and then I went, "Well, wait,
no,
slow down."
There's nothing on the trail system we need. I was thinking, but then none of that show ready. If we could give them. Get a couple, $20,000 for trail maintenance or something, like we did at the trail board a couple of years ago. We could apply for a bigger chunk, $100,000 to bring them down per month or something. And that's basically shovel ready. You just got to contract the crew. But.
And can it all be spent? Because we can't just get it for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
It's got to be spent by 2026.
Yeah, that I wouldn't. Have to check with Phil Gonzalez if we can get the crew that long. But if
I think it could be spent because there's a lot of work that needs to be done on the trails.
If we could tie them up in the next month before they schedule their summaries.
Some of this Russian olive mitigation. Okay.
And if we get enough money, we could we get paid to house them or something. But that's one thing that might work. Housing, I don't know what, we don't have anything shovel ready that I could pick up. We could use money, but yeah, what for?
Number 80 is a little different. Substance use disorder backlog.
over a third of that money still available, so I think they'd probably be willing to accept any reasonable.
So I guess what I'm asking for is I need a clear description and what projects, so that I can get it to Senator Kinski sooner than later, because in January, they'll be talking about this.
So that the recreation part of that, if I was to get some numbers on the playground equipment, do you think that would fall into that?
Yeah,
definitely. Because I know that's something we discussed, is replacing some of that.
Yeah, there's some that's quite old.
Yeah, that needs replaced.
Replace all of it, or add, we could add to it if there's any other locations.
We need to do something about that park out in Greenleaf. There's a lot of money that can be spent there, 100 grand can be spent right there.
Every subdivision we get has green space attached, and we end up having to deal with more. But maybe we could do a citywide recreation, just get everything up to snuff and fix everything.
Well, we might be able to do that. I don't know if we can get that all put together in time.
Yeah.
For this, I mean, I can probably look at playground equipment that we already have that we're talking about replacing and get numbers on that and get it done.
I don't know
get
what else
that
we
big of a scope done in time.
I'll contact the Trails Board and see if I can't get a description feed here.
Any more questions on the ARPA money right now?
This is county cities, or is it school districts and anything else? The counties?
Counties, yeah, I mean, I'm sure they got it as well.
Did you get a copy?
Yeah.
I mean, it would be great to tackle Richardson Park with this, but there's no way we could have it spent by 2026. We're just not.
What about our sidewalk study? Is there, would there be other sidewalks and trails to add on that we could, because that's where we got the study, to identify. Maybe that would qualify under recreation. I don't know.
What's the size of the grants that they're looking at? You said they're small, right? What's small for that?
For?
You said these projects. Smaller projects.
Well, so in this, the policy chief is saying they want to avoid large capital projects due to contractor and supply chain issues.
Okay.
So,
you don't know where that number is? So.
No. And I think Senator Kinski is saying, let's not be put off by that. Let's, if we think we can actually get the stuff
done,
let's do it. He's willing to go to battle for us, which is great as long as we know what we're asking for.
Yeah.
I mean, in the past we got $2 million. Is it $2 million for Sunset?
$2 million.
And then we got $900,000 for the water meters. And we could go back and, like I say, argue that if you're not going to spend it, just do 100% of the project. And by the way, we have since bid the one, we haven't done Sunset, right?
Sunset.
So we know the cost of the meters now. And it's we had said it was going to be 1.2. Is that where it came in at?
Yeah, it came in at 1.254, I think.
1.227. So,
right.
I mean, that was a guess. And how many years ago? I think that sounds good when we're 27,000 different from what we said was going to be $1 million. But they gave us 900 for that, so we could go back and say, now we know how much it is.
Makes sense.
They have to be obligated by December 31st, so we just have to bid them by next December, and then we could spend it in 25 and 26.
If we get a bid and it's under contract, I think that qualifies.
That would be, so we have.
Oh, and we'll do the wells. But again, these are all water and sewer projects, and I'm trying to say it is Health and Human Services. Mm-hmm. It's our only water supply. We need to enhance it, you know.
Yeah.
I think that's a good call.
Yeah, we need. But what wells, that's for safety in case
we
get contamination in the creek, but semi goes off.
We ranked the highest last time on the ranking system, and they said, oh, but we're not going to follow the ranking system this time. Now we're going to give it to anybody who hadn't gotten any ARPA funds. So so why did we work so hard to get the winning score to be told, oh, you already got money once?
Well, let's change the rules to get the game.
Anything else on ARPA? Oh, our favorite topic, animal care providers.
So, in your packet is the sample letter that I sent out to several, 7 different groups, and then a sample of the contract. Since then, we've had Angela's ARC wants to visit with the chief, maybe. We should make that a priority to do whatever. Alicia Weber with she Wagtastic Treats. She's considering it. She wants to meet sometime with the chief and I, and if you want to sit in on it, whatever. But we've also gotten a contract, a proposed contract back from the animal shelter. Their price went up a little bit. We remember we were wanting to pay $500 a month. They're asking for $900, and this would just be to the end of June, and then we'd have to go through it again. But in talking with the chief, he's starting to get a problem with, and where does he take them? So I think I won't speak for the chief, but I think that he's okay with the $900 just so it gets settled.
Yeah, like yesterday, it was myself and one other officer, and we had a dog call. Dog decided to get a DJ's to go shopping, I guess. And so, you know, we came up with the dog. We actually found out who it was. We were having a hard time locating that person. And luckily, after about an hour, she finally called and said, oh, I'm not looking for my dog. Have you seen it? So it just takes some valuable time, especially when we're short. So I'm just looking for a way where we can just get something done. It's great that we had some people reach out. Angela's ARC, I tried reaching out, but I don't know. It just seems like, you know, it's kind of, I'm getting a lot of phone calls now about it, so it's just a kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place right now. So having that ability to take that animal somewhere, you know, we haven't had many instances where we've had a rest with the dog, except for the like the first weekend. But you know, whatever we can do to try to get this thing going, I would greatly appreciate it, just because it's starting to take up some time, and we do a good job. I mean, we really haven't in the last 2 months or what, we ended the contract end of October. And so we've done a good job. And again, in our reporting system with the licensing, so the phone numbers, we do a good job of returning that dog or pet or whatever to the owner if we can through RIMS. But we're just looking for somewhere where, you know, middle of the night, holiday, like yesterday, you know. So I think... You guys paying $8,000 contract for the shelter?
I don't remember the exact number, but it was somewhere in that neighborhood. I was thinking 7, but it might be 8.
Gotcha. And I know they had threw out a number as far as per person in the, what was it, like so much per citizen or whatever. So
$2.40 per resident.
So. I mean, that's just kind of where I'm at, because I get phone calls at night, hey, chief, I got a dog, what do I do with it? So it's just... So what is that total, then, Julie?
$10,000.
Yeah.
But This their offer is just through June, so we're
I'm assuming that's just to get through the fiscal year, I'm assuming.
I think part of the, and I'm really interested in visiting with these others, but I think one of the big things is who's going to let your officers just come get in to put a dog away in their house, you know, if it's...
Yeah, like, so Angel's Ark, my just emailing her back and forth, they're kind of more of like a adoption agency, okay. And I don't know if the folks that know that, like, you have to be available 24/7, you know, or you have to have the ability to... Hey, I'm gonna call you at 2 o'clock in the morning and say I'm coming to drop a dog off. It's not just for adoption purposes; it's, you know, for holding or for whatever it might be. Obviously, we still respond to all calls where there's an animal at large that is dangerous to the public. I think just everybody is kind of. I get a lot of phone calls about, well, what are you guys doing if you get a dog? And so, you know, I don't really have a solid answer for everybody right now. It's,
you got Weber's are in an R1 zoning. I don't know if they were a special permit to even run a kennel there or what's going on with that. And then you've got officers dropping off dogs in the middle of the night in the residential neighborhood. Kids spark some fire there and have problems also.
And then we also, well, I think with that too, if you get dogs barking, you know, because now you have a kennel there. As a neighbor, I'd be kind of irritated, like, well, why'd you do that? But the shelter always did our licensing, too. So now that has just been pushed out on City Hall, which we don't have a problem doing, but it would be nice to just leave it all.
So is that number, Julie, is, I mean, what's the difference now? Is the wording different? I mean, I thought we were at a...
Where the
impact
was?
Okay, yeah, and then all of a sudden...
Well, I didn't choose the contract because I did. And the same thing, they want all... Anybody can drop and drop in the city responsible for it.
Yeah, and they still left in the garbage bin. Dumpster. Still.
How much does that cost a month?
I think $54.
All it says is provide a trash dumpster. It doesn't say that we'll pay for the garbage fees.
Well, and we do that for everyone now. Provide a dumpster.
Yeah, so we, yeah, we'll provide the dumpster so they we can building for the fees, I think.
They also reduced it down to $1 kennel.
I think that's kind of where we were at for the 500. Was one kennel.
Cynthia, we need to put this on the agenda this evening.
Well, then, what he keeps asking me.
Yeah.
Do we want to ask if they'll do the licensing again? Is that something that we...
Is it not in their contract?
No.
Okay. We should probably have a conversation.
I think so, too. Yeah.
Suppose we could shoot for 1 year.
Put that price.
licensing, but all the other
we want to keep the licensing, but
okay.
The boarding and pickup and.
Okay.
So we'll meet with the shelter and we'll talk to the other two, see what they can do. We probably have to bring up to whether they're zoned or if they.
And do you know where the other angels are? Do you know where they're located or what actual physical location they're using for?
For
they would use.
Angels are.
Angels are.
I don't know.
Everything I saw was just pretty much like a nation. I didn't see anything. You know what that
is? I don't know what that was.
We can reach out to them.
Okay.
But we're going to have to do it when AJ's not working because he wants to be there too. One more thing.
Yeah, it's just as long as we can get it done sooner than later, because I feel like it's kind of.
Yeah.
You know, I know it may not be on Friday on their list, but now we'll get to the point where it's.
It is.
Well, it's gone on too long.
309 South Burt.
309 South Burt, so would that fall into the same?
I'm sure it's probably our one, too. So she probably needs a special use permit to be doing what she's doing.
Come on. They're just trying to be nice. Who invited him?
You need to go to the chiropractor. That's different.
Not game for whatever. Just
but you know.
Chat or something.
You got anything else on puppies and kittens? Nope. Great. Perfect. Major capital construction projects update.
So last time we talked, I was going to meet WWC and WWDO on the Wells project. We had that meeting. Still moving forward with the design. I think everything is, well, going in everything was pretty good. But the big problem I see that's coming up is funding. We're going to be short. No, I don't. Which we knew that anyway. We're looking to cut some things. That's kind of where the design is now. I would caution us on what we cut and how much we cut so that we don't end up with a project that's half done like some other situations that we've gotten into. So,
Sportsville complex or the tech park?
Tech park, yeah. So
we end up finishing them later.
Yeah,
and
still
we still spend
more
the money.
Or more, you know. I mean, the one thing we talked about was cutting some wells out of the project. And like I say, as it sits right now, we're like $1 million shy. Now, we can't cut $1 million and make this thing still function as it's supposed to. Now, I don't know how much we can do yet. There is some money, I think, that can be cut, but I don't know yet. But I just want you to be aware of that, and then I guess... You know, whether if we have to come up with $500,000 or $750,000, are we prepared to do that? Even if we can go after other money, I think the project, we need to continue with it like we're going to get it done, if that's our intention. So, but if we're willing to commit to that money, then I think we're okay to keep going. If we're not, I guess that's...
How much has been spent so far?
That was my question.
I think the original money that we got for was like $1.8 million with our match, right?
I think it's 1.8, or maybe it's 1.8, and then we had to match $600,000.
Yeah.
Or of the 1.8, we had to pay $600,000.
Yeah. And so the new cost estimate is basically 2.8. So.
Use ARPA money.
Well we're gonna
again,
ask.
And that's and we can do that, but if we don't get it, then you know we. I don't want this off, if we get it ready to go, like we're talking, you know, we want to bid it in March and have it done by October. And if we're committed to do, we can't be waiting on whether we might get money or not.
Well, and it's gone on so long. Right. I mean, now that we have momentum
moving again.
Yeah.
So,
is there any money from WWDC? Would they give more grant for inflationary costs? Because it's,
you know, possibly it's something we'd have to go back to,
but
we wouldn't get that much money.
Yeah, we wouldn't.
We might get some, but we wouldn't get that much.
So its costs have gone up in 5 years or 6 years since we got that grant.
Yeah, but like I say, we can still try to find some. But we might have to commit to pulling it from somewhere to make it happen. So I guess if we're okay with that, then I will proceed. But anyway, that's on that. So on that one, and then we did, you know, we talked about the meter replacement. That's bid out and scheduled to start in the spring. I don't have an exact date yet. And then the Sunset Water and Sewer, I think we're going to put that have a bid opening on that at the end of this month, end of January. That's what we're shooting for. And Main Street, I think that YDOT's wanting to bid. Kind of where they're getting pushed to. So everything's moving forward. I guess that's about all for that. If anybody's got any questions.
Department heads, we'll just continue on with you while your voice is warmed up.
Okie dokie. Well, we're pretty new into the end of the year, so far so good.
64 to go.
Normally, we're hauling snow right now, but as of this year, and bought some crusher fines and reject sand, and we've been hauling that instead of snow, so we can use down the road. And other than that,
are you fully staffed? How many down are you?
Just one. Which we did run ads for and stuff and didn't have much response. So I thought maybe now here after the first of the year, try it again.
Terry.
Still waiting on the 2024 codes to come in. We're still in back order, so we haven't started any review on those yet. Most likely will be around June or something before we get them read and figure out whether we want to adopt them or not. I'll get with Aaron Worker, or try to get a hold of Aaron Worker this week. Again, touch base. I haven't heard anything from him on the mural and the painting. So we don't let that slip. Now I don't have anything.
Is the wall then repaired? That
the wall is
done.
Repaired. The repair's done, yep.
Well, our car is back on the build site again now that the strike is over, so car's being built, should be hopefully outfitted and done by the end of March. We are fully staffed. Our new officer has started in the first 2 weeks, and he's qualified. He's in this field training portion of his right now, so he's with another officer, which is good. I don't really have a whole lot. We did have an incident last week of attempted suicide. I just wanted to say that was a great job done by our EMS crew that came in. Dispatch, as soon as the call came in, he told us what happened. He was still conscious and breathing. It was a gunshot wound to the chest. Flo got Life Flight started right away, which was good. So the time he got to the hospital, Life Flight was already on the way. So much so that the very next day, actually had the representative from Wyoming Life Flight come in and applauded everybody's actions and were like, you know, keep doing what you're doing, get us started, because that was time. And so just want to say great job to everybody involved in there, you know, between the officers that when we got there, EMS, the hospital staff, it just, everybody worked very well together. I am continuing to get emails from DCI that we are seeing a very high number of these bomb threats and hoaxes that are being sent out. So to anybody that might get an email or a phone call, I mean, it's just, it's pretty bad right now. So just have your ears open for that. With school coming back into session tomorrow, it's just a concern. But we're on top of it, and, you know, the FBI is on top of it. So other than that, I think that's all I have.
June.
It looks like a big agenda tonight, but it's just lots of housekeeping. Designate the official depositories and the newspaper. We do have a retail liquor license transfer for DJs. Some financial disclosure letters, but it should be a quick meeting. Just looks really daunting. That's all I have.
You didn't pass those out, did you?
No, but I'll get you one. Yep.
Commissioners.
All quiet on the hill?
Pretty much. Right now. Subject change.
Vice Mayor.
Nothing.
Nothing additional.
The trail board had a letter from an individual that wanted to put a memorial bench two up on the trail. Is there a specific procedure?
I know they've done it before, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah, there was one that just showed up in the park. I don't know if they ever announced it.
The bench or the tree?
There's a bench. There at the train park.
Okay.
Creekside, I don't know.
Well, there was a tree planted over here. This side.
So I could have over. No, I don't know if there's an official.
But there was a bench that, I mean, several years ago.
Do we have, like, a standard for the bench so that it's cohesive, or?
I'm not aware of it.
That's just it. No, and that one I can put in is not, is it true to anything that we have? It's just a
bench. There's a bench at, close to the old, Sears Lagoon out there, but the train park. Is that the one you're talking about, the new bench?
There's one at the train park. It's like a log.
Oh.
Well,
yeah, because there's one that our church put in several years ago, but that was, we went through the Mountain and Plains Heritage Park Board, and they actually had an extra bench they hadn't installed that we paid for and installed it, so it matched their other one. But that one, we went through that board for that location, but...
Right, this is...
But this one, I don't know. If it's not in that park, then there's... I don't think we have any procedures for that, so...
I would say it goes through the board and approve it and make it either a plaque and just say put on a bench that matches our benches or something of that nature.
So there's no business before city council. Okay. Just checking. It's my first bench.
I think that there was a memorial from someone at the BLM that the BLM got together and...
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. It's where he collapsed when he was out running. So they put up a memorial bench in that location. But
I think they asked the trails board at the time if it was okay.
I can find out from Jerry Walker.
And mainly along the trails board approves the location so it doesn't interfere with their maintenance. They could let that would be.
Well, and that's what I was wondering from Public Works too. Would you like to?
You know what?
So it's not a problem to mow around or?
You know, on the trails, we don't. I mean, that should be the trails guy takes care of that anyway. So, you know, they're just weed eating or there's really no mowers that they use right anyway. I know they have taken push mower a little bit, but
Thank you.
Press?
I do want to introduce Toby Carey. He is our new marketing director with the Tourism Board. So you'll see Toby out and about, and just wanted to bring him this morning and introduce him to everybody. You've been here 2 weeks and he's still here, so that's
good.
Yes.
Well, we haven't had real winter and snow and cold yet.
So. True.
Prepare for the temperature to be 60 degrees cooler.
Yeah, exactly. For council, if you plan on attending WAM, please let Julie know. The room blocks are...
What week that is?
February
3rd or 4th week of February, yeah.
February 21st through the 23rd.
Okay.
So I have a room for all of you right now, so if you're not going, I will cancel your room. I haven't registered you though, so that we're not paying registration fees without people going. Mm-hmm. I'll get you registered.
Thank you.
I plan to go as well.
Announcements, next department head meeting, February 6th. Commissioner, you're more than welcome. Good to have
you. You never know.
Keeps us on our toes.
Anything else for the good of the order? No? Okay.